Patient's name, Julia, last name, Ira, Cheta, date of birth, 1/13/2004, date of service, 10/31/2022. This year present illness, this 18-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of possible yeast infection for the past 4 days, and states that she does have some discharge and discomfort. Patient is 7 months pregnant. Allergies, known on drug allergies, current medication, albuterol, medical history, asthma, surgical history, denies, social history, denies drugs, DTOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 103/68, heart rate 96, respirations 18, temp 97.6, O2 99, she weighs 125 pounds. Physical exam, general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed, HE, and T, mucous membrane, voice, feeble, spoiled, negative, JPD, normal, rigid, motion, chest, S1, S2, respirations, even unlabored, cleared auscultation bilaterally, abdomen, top, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions, GU, she does have some clear to white vaginal discharge, she states. No foul odor. Assessment plan number 1, vaginal yeast infection. Patient did do a UA in the office, which wasn't remarkable. I did give her a prescription of Diflucan 1 pill and then ketoconazole to apply to the affected area externally twice a day for 7 days. I did tell her to call her OB physician and discuss whether or not he was comfortable with her taking the 1 pill of Diflucan, which she agreed to. Patient did just see him 4 days ago in office, and she had no abnormalities at that time either. Patient agrees with this plan of care. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.